Metaverse to Metaverse by Nipun Mehta. Nipun Mehta, founder of Service Space, recently sat down with Harmath Institute to explore the intersection of artificial intelligence and heart intelligence. Harmath has pioneered research around heart intelligence for the last 40 years. In a world racing toward technological singularity, can we find our way back to the wisdom that makes us human? Harmath. Nipun, how do you see wisdom, spirituality, heart intelligence, and AI sitting at the same table? It seems like an unlikely gathering. Nipun Mehta, when I think with my head, I'm quite concerned they won't sit at the same table. E.O. Wilson put it starkly. The real problem of humanity is the following. We have Paleolithic emotions, medieval institutions, and god-like technology. That's a sobering diagnosis of where we find ourselves. But when I feel with my heart, how can they not sit together? If we are to survive as a species, we must include these embodied intelligences, not as an afterthought, but as the very foundation. Here's what concerns me. By default, AI will automate and amplify the status quo. And our status quo is dopamine culture, faster, more, now. It's tremendously tempting to go down that route. The real question is, how do we move from absence to presence to regeneration? Think about what technology has already given us. The telescope extended our vision into the cosmos. The microscope revealed worlds within worlds. Could AI become an inner scope, a tool that helps us see into ourselves with greater clarity? And perhaps more radically, could it become an interscope? Gurdjieff spoke of the third force, that mysterious element that emerges when two opposing forces meet and births something entirely new. What if AI could serve as that third force in our relationships, our communities, our collective becoming? These aren't questions with easy answers. But I think we have to sit with them, not rush toward solutions, but let the questions themselves open something in us. Harmath. We're hearing from so many people that they can no longer trust what they see or hear online. In this flood of information and misinformation, how can heart intelligence help us discern what's true? Nipun Mehta. Consider this. From the dawn of civilization to 2003, humanity generated 5 exabytes of data. By 2023, we were generating that much every 22 minutes. In 2024, every 15 minutes. And now? The measurement is almost irrelevant. AI can generate synthetic data in an instant. We're drowning in information while starving for meaning. Discernment has always been the key. But now it's inescapably obvious. So how do we find signal in the noise? There's a line I love. Noise is a cruel ruler, always imposing curfews, but silence breaks open the vintage bottles and awakens the real band. Noise is what content gives us. Silence opens us to context. And heart intelligence? That's the real band, playing the sounds of the infinite. Werner Heisenberg, the quantum physicist, said something profound. What we observe is not nature itself, but nature's response to our method of questioning. The same is true for truth in our AI-saturated world. If we question from a place of agitation, we get agitated answers. If we question from presence, something else becomes available. So the practice is twofold. First, silence, not as an escape, but as a return to what's real. And second, patience with the mud. Thich Nhat Hanh reminded us, no mud, no lotus. The confusion, the overwhelm, the disorientation, these are not obstacles to wisdom. They're the soil from which it grows. The question is whether we can stay present long enough for the mud to settle and the lotus to emerge. Harmath. There's growing concern that we're outsourcing too much of our thinking to AI, our critical thinking, our creative thinking. Are we at risk of atrophying our own inner technology? Nipun Mehta. Yes, and here's the uncomfortable truth. It's not that these models are becoming similar to us. It's that we are becoming similar to these models. We've been training ourselves toward transactional, binary, input-output thinking for a long time. AI is just holding up a mirror. Now, cognitive offloading isn't inherently bad, but it raises a deeper question. We used to memorize multiplication tables, calculators rendered that unnecessary. Vinoba Bhave, the great Gandhian who walked across India, learned 17 languages so he could connect with people in their mother tongue. Today, Google Translate does that in an instant. So the question becomes, what will remain relevant? When AI handles more and more of our cognitive load, what do we cultivate? What do we awaken? If we're just becoming more passive consumers, that's a tragedy. But if we're freeing ourselves to develop other intelligences, emotional, somatic, relational, spiritual, that could be a profound gift. The real inquiry is, can this help us move from content to context? What do we know that we haven't yet thought? What wisdom lives in our bodies, in our relationships, in the spaces between us? AI excels in binary thinking. But what about spectrums, gradients, the musical overlays and undertones of lived experience? Not just our thoughts, but the silence between our thoughts, like the silence between notes that makes music possible. That liminal space is where something new can connect the dots in ways we haven't imagined. But only if we're present to it. Harmath, you've spoken about moving from, I think, therefore I am, to something different. Can you say more about that? Nipun Mehta, one of our volunteers, Preeta Bansal, shared this in one of our meetings. We've lived through a profound shift. Descartes gave us, I think, therefore I am, consciousness rooted in cognition. Then industrial capitalism gave us, I produce, therefore I am, identity tied to output, achievement, metrics. Now we're drowning in both thought and production, and something essential is being lost. What if we could return simply to, I am, present, connected, alive, not defined by what we think or what we make, but by the quality of presence we bring to each moment? This isn't about rejecting thought or production. It's about right relationship. Can AI take care of some of our cognitive load so we can amplify other ways of knowing, other ways of being together? Can it free us to be more fully human, not in the sense of doing more, but in the sense of being more available to life as it's actually happening? That's a question only each of us can answer, in our own lives, through our own practice. But I think it's the question of our time. Harmath, with so much noise and stimulation, is heart coherence becoming an essential skill for navigating modern life? Nipun Mehta, absolutely, and not just individual coherence, but collective coherence. And you can only arrive at collective coherence through the heart. The mind fragments and analyzes, the heart integrates and connects. Mark Zuckerberg recently talked about AI friends, artificial companions to fill the void of human loneliness. It's a telling vision, but what if instead of the metaverse, we cultivated the metaverse? Meta, that ancient Pali word for loving kindness. A universe built not on virtual reality but on relational reality. On the connective tissue between hearts that knows things the mind cannot grasp. When hearts cohere together, something new becomes possible. What I sometimes call collective heart intelligence, or CHI. It's like a murmuration of starlings. Each bird follows only 7 others, yet thousands move in breathtaking unity. No leader, no plan, just a deeper listening, a shared field of responsiveness. Can we learn to move like that? Can our technologies support that kind of emergence rather than fragmenting us further? These are the questions I find myself sitting with. Harmath, can you offer a simple practice for knowing when to ask AI, and when to turn inward and ask your heart? Nipun Mehta, ask yourself, is this content consumption or context regeneration? AI is brilliant at retrieving, organizing, and synthesizing content. But building context, the living web of relationship, meaning, and emergence, that leads to nonlinear possibilities that no algorithm can predict. Here's a practice I'd suggest. Before you type a prompt into any AI system, just take 10 breaths. Not to calm down, necessarily, but to arrive. To settle into your body and your heart. Often, in that pause, something shifts. The question refines itself. Sometimes it dissolves entirely. And sometimes you realize the answer was already there, waiting for you to be still enough to hear it. I have my own practice with email. Before responding to any message, I try to lead with metta. To let loving kindness move through me before my fingers touch the keyboard. It changes everything. The words come from a different place. They land differently. Trust your gut. Your body has been gathering data for millions of years of evolution. That's a dataset no AI will ever match. And your heart has access to a kind of knowing that operates, as someone once said, with even more precision than electricity or gravity. Harmath, how is service space engaging with AI? What does this look like in practice? Nipun Mehta, we've been asking ourselves, corporations are pushed toward what's most profitable in the short term. That's the gravitational pull. But what if we could take AI's efficiencies and deposit them into the commons of humanity? What if, instead of extraction, we designed for contribution? That's the spirit behind Awaken AI. We've been building what we call data commons, gathering wisdom from diverse sources. Teachings from Ram Dass to Sharon Salzberg, sacred scriptures from over 1700 world religions, Gandhi's complete works, indigenous oral traditions, even ancient Sanskrit manuscripts that Oxford researchers haven't yet processed. Not to create another product, but to create a shared resource that reflects human values, not just human data. From there, we're exploring AI agents, not for productivity hacks, but for service. Can an AI help curate stories of everyday compassion? Can it support the kind of small circles where people actually transform? Can it help us discover what we didn't know we were looking for? But here's what matters most. All of this is in service of something that can't be automated, genuine human connection. We want to build the field of emergence. To expand human cooperation. To take whatever collective intelligence arises and respond to today's suffering with interventions that are nonlinear, that surprise us, that come from a place we couldn't have planned. We're standing at an extraordinary intersection, the convergence of algorithmic intelligence, evolutionary intuition, and collective social emergence. What Gandhi experimented with in his ashrams, what Mother Teresa embodied in her presence, what the mystics have always known, can we create new social operating systems that integrate all of this? New blueprints for how we live, work, and relate. Can we throw a better party, one powered by compassion rather than dopamine? I don't have the answers. But I believe in the questions. And I believe that when we hold these questions together, with open hearts, something becomes possible that wasn't possible when we held them alone. That's the experiment we're in. And honestly, I can't imagine anything more worthwhile.